This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Not going to lie, Lopez, I think our question today has been taken over in some ways by Seth's question. But I'm going to still try and get this off.
I just want to hear the audio because it's awesome. An actual NCAA head coach said this in a press conference.
Ah, yes. Because Carl Ravage, particularly before, was talking about the idea that the SEC is so good, man. Mm-hmm. It's so balanced. They you know.
But are they?
They have a 500 record against each other in conference games. Yeah, no. Of course it is. But yes, like, what is something that you've said that will live in infamy, like Carl Ravage? What audio you have here?
This is Mark Pope.
This is Mark Pope.
Mark Pope was actually asked about, and kudos to the, clearly the reporter had a great relationship with Mark Pope, the Kentucky head coach, because he could ask this question. Go ahead, Figgy.
Coach, everybody talks about the SEC being the best conference in college basketball, but the conference is just 500 since conference play started. What do you make of that?
I think it's been a really disappointing start to conference play. I feel like we should, I feel like we're not living up to the expectations, just being at 500 as a conference. And I'm kind of looking around at the other programs in the league, but like, guys, we got to pick this up. This is embarrassing. And so we'll find a way. I believe in this league. I think we definitely have an upside, and we're going to work really hard to get there.
Man, Ravage is just getting cooked. If you don't know, if you weren't listening yesterday, we played his audio basically saying, yeah, they're good.
That's right.
Great non-conference record. But you know what? In conference play, they're only 82-82.
Yeah, that's right.
Do the math, boys and girls. Yeah, do the math. Stolen.
I do appreciate that Mark Pope had an opportunity to laugh about it. Although, to be fair, if I was him, I would want to laugh about it there instead of talking about how I'm 6-5 in conference
myself.
Well,
this is true.
Like, I imagine that's absolutely where I would want to be if I was him. But, yeah, okay, so what is something that maybe got you cooked in a similar way?
Something you said. Don't be bashful. Come on. We put our egos aside on this show, including our listeners. Something you have said that is going to live in infamy. One immediately came to mind for me. I was actually with Mark Vandermeer, draft night on Texans radio, 2011, Houston Texans draft. I wish I could find the audio. I looked and I couldn't find it. Houston Texans drafted some kid out of Wisconsin, and I was familiar with his work. Obviously not as intimately as I thought I was, because I said on the air as they drafted and they threw it to me after the draft pick of one J.J. Watt, I said, I think he's going to be really good against the run. I'm just not sure how many sacks he can come up with.
I was wondering. I was like, look, there's a lot of places that you could have gone wrong with J.J. Watt.
I don't know about the sacks with this guy.
Like, there's a lot of things that now we, with the benefit of hindsight, could have looked at and be like, yeah, there's a lot of places where on the front end you could have probably been wrong. It is hilarious that the man who had 114.5 sacks.
I don't know. Has he really proven it yet?
That is hilarious. That is wow. No, that's a good one. Yeah, that one's tough. That one is very tough to live down.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Figgy?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. I got a couple. Now, to be fair, I didn't really get cooked because nobody probably paid attention to it.
And those are the best instances because you know and you're just like, hey, keep your head down.
Yeah, keep your head down. But one of them was when Brock Osweiler got traded a second-round pick to the Browns. No. And I'm like, you know what? I think Brock gonna have a better career at Cleveland than he did with Houston.
Yeah,
that brother ain't last preseason.
And to be fair for you, that take is tough because you weren't. It didn't feel like you were saying a lot. It's not like he had a great career here. He was just like, all right, I feel like he could be a little bit better. Absolutely,
he didn't even make it to the regular season as a Cleveland Brown. I'm like, damn, he was that bad. And then the other one was right when LeBron left the second time.
Yeah.
And it's a guy by the name of Jetty Osman.
Ah, yes. I love Jetty.
And so I'm like, okay, yeah. I think he's going to be the one to step in once LeBron leave.
He's the next LeBron.
I ain't saying all that. But I'm like, you know what? We in good hands. We got this kid, man.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I think he got some promise. Nah, man. Nah. It wasn't it.
The only one that I can think of, and maybe I have to put some money in the hat here, is it was when I was still in Dallas, thinking about a player that had been playing in division here, so you'll know him, Alan Hearns, right? Mm-hmm. He had been playing with the Jaguars, and I remember watching him in the Jaguars with him and a few other cats where I was like, yo, Alan Hearns is like, he could be a number one wide receiver. And the Cowboys had brought him in to be like, and they were like, oh, wide receiver by committee. I was like, nah, y'all don't understand. Alan Hearns is going to be wide
receiver one.
He's going to be that guy. He was not. In fact, he had a bad year that season, if I remember correctly. A talk less of being the number one guy. And I was like, oh. Because that was one of those things where I was like, I have insider knowledge, right? I watched the Texans and I watched the AFC South. Like, I know Alan Hearns has the possibility of being really good. No, he did. He did not. He did not do that.
Yep. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I remember when AD went to the Lakers. And
yeah, big deal. Okay.
That was what Sean said.
So, Sean, what's up? We was breaking the news that Anthony Davis was getting traded to the Lakers. And Sean said...
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
Even in that moment, he was wild for that.
Exactly. No,
that was in that moment.
In that moment, he was wild. Like, now, I think now, even more so. Like, actually, has that gotten...
They won the championship.
They won a championship. I was like, I don't know if that's gotten any better for him, but it, even in that moment, it was like, yeah, no.
In that moment, just imagine, Anthony Davis is going... is teaming up with LeBron,
and I thought I like Lakers. You know how sometimes you say something and I remember saying, oh man, you know, like this is gonna be
and
huge.
Mind you, this was when the Rockets was still good too, with James Harden. Like, man, Lakers about to get Anthony Davis.
Yes,
like, you don't matter.
Yeah, big deal. Okay,
and Rockets in five.
Part of it is a compliment to Sean because I respect him so much. I'm like, did I miss something?
Right.
Because he's really good. Yeah. He's really good.
All right. To be fair, we were all talking about sports. I feel like the non-sports ones might be getting us because I think very early on, we don't have to go that far back for me. Mm-hmm. When I told people that I had my house at 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one, I'm probably not living that one down.
Yeah. It's getting cooked twice.
Yes. Twice baked potato over here. And from the 832, Figgy, that's not as bad as you saying you put your feet in a bag of onions.
Well, yeah, that's all on my wife, man. Mm-hmm. I'm blaming her.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day, no less. Mm-hmm. Valentine.
Oh, she deserved that. I told the doctor that one time. I told the doctor that, and the doctor shook her head so fast, like, what?
What are you doing?
Oh, when you told the doctor
her everything I was doing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I even put some onions in the bag and put my feet in them, and she was like.
You
what?
Did what?
You I'm did like, what? Yeah, my wife. I'm blaming her for that.
That's hilarious. So now you have firm evidence if she ever tries to pull some nonsense like that again. Remember that time when the doctor said that you should absolutely not do that nonsense?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's funny. All right. So, yeah, shout out to Carl Ravitch and the nonsense that he pulled. I guess the secondary question of the day that we will be taking all day long, if you were stuck on an island and you had to eat one singular thing, or maybe not the island part, but if you had to eat one thing, the same meal, every day and every time that you eat for a year, what would that be? Because some people got like really specific. Somebody said a Popeyes number two.
All right.
Do crawfish count?
Yeah, crawfish counts.
I could eat crawfish
every day for a year.
Really?
I could. Yeah.
You peeling crawfish?
Yes.
Like not even just like an etouffee with crawfish. Like actual
crawfish.
God bless you.
I could do that.
Hey, shout out to the 281 pancakes. Breakfast food is a little...
That's actually not bad.
Sick of pancakes.
Yeah.
I'd get sick of pancakes. Like, I don't know that there's a breakfast food that I could do besides, like, a breakfast taco, which feels kind of more malleable than a breakfast taco.
Sean, just take the L, man. Just take the L, Sean.
What are you saying? He right?
He just texted, bleep that. One phony COVID title, and other than that, total Laker irrelevance during the AD era. I stand by my take. Come at me. Look, we're all taking the L here, Sean. We're all taking the L.
Yeah.
JJ Watt, I don't know how many sacks he's going to get.
Yeah, you that's a big one, man.
That was a compliment, man, because everybody else booed him.
Yeah,
I guess that's fair. And you've been doing this a long time. I imagine when you talk for 35 years, eventually there's going to be some things that pop up. From the 281, they said they thought Tommy Tuberville would have taken Texas Tech to the next level when he took over after Leach was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that's
a tough one.
Yeah,
right
that
there.
One that one doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Where I thought Major Applewhite was going to cook in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, it is time, and it was not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
It was not time. Mm-hmm. It was not time. All right. Some ground turkey, rice. Okay. Like, that's real simple. Okay. Venison, somebody says. Spaghetti. Oh, spaghetti might be close to the answer because there was a point in time where I was doing spaghetti very, very frequently. All right. Keep those coming in. 713-572-4610. That's the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. But coming up next, we jump into hour two of this Friday edition of In the Loop. And let's get into around the NFL where, hey, seems like Red Zone might have a different person at the helm of it. I'll tell you what I mean next.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.